Welcome to Scary Story Time with your host, Spooky Boo, Mistress of Midnight, Goddess of the Scares. Tonight I have a story for you that I have written. The story is called Blister. Don't play with things that you don't know where they came from. That's the moral of the story, I guess. So sit back and grab a bottle of wine and a nice comfy blanket. And join me while I read to you the story I wrote today, Blister. Timmy Staton was a brat, a real disobedient brat. What he wasn't was a bad baseball player. While he bullied other kids and made their lives miserable by pushing them around and calling them the most ridiculous names you have ever heard. I mean, who has ever been called green snot-nosed, pink-pantied potato breath? He was still the best player on their junior league in Sandcastle, California, and for that many forgave his sins. On one bright winter day, Timmy and the boys were practicing ball and getting ready for their league tryouts. It was a typical middle-of-the-month February day when the temperature jumped to an amazing 73 degrees and then dropped to 43 degrees at night when the fog rolled in to cover the small town. There wasn't a lot of action in this area, just a nice beach and some tourist restaurants. There wasn't much to offer the children except for going to the neighboring large city of Santa Rosa. Not even the closest town was as big as Santa Rosa, but what could they do? Their parents would be driving them an hour away just to hit baseball practice on time, and it was the only way to get out of the mundane nights of a very small town America, so they might as well do the best that they can, or they wouldn't make the league. The field they played on was in the local park as their town was so small. They had to bus out to the neighboring city to go to school. It wasn't a very big field. The edges were surrounded by mountains with majestic redwood trees and ground cover ferns. At the deep end of the field was a dilapidated mobile home that no one seemed to live in. The old place had been there for a decade. No one ever went in, and no one ever came out. But no one cared, because the property was bought and paid for, as were the taxes. Timmy certainly didn't care when he cracked at the baseball so hard that it soared right through the window of the trailer. "Oh, shit!" one of the kids yelled from the backfield. Timmy grabbed Weston by the back of his shirt and pulled him over, then gave him the usual type of command that he knew Weston would follow while shoving him in the direction of the creepy old trailer home. "Go get the ball, you little bitch!" Weston began walking toward the trailer just as Timmy told him to do. There was no way he would say no unless he wanted to be ridiculed by the other kids and called a chicken. That had happened once before. He was too scared to grab a floaty that fell into the local creek that was rumored to have piranha, and so the other kids picked him up and tossed him in. Weston screamed as he hit the water, believing the fish would tear up his skin into bite-sized pieces until he was stripped to the bone, but it didn't happen. He did freak out when he felt something sharp tear open his flesh near his tailbone. However, the doctor told him it wasn't a fish bite, and that it was probably from a shark brock. It was Timmy who helped carry him to the doctor that day. Weston was a weak child compared to Timmy, and harassed by him daily. He didn't care. He worshipped Timmy, and knew that one day the bully would be his best friend. He did everything Timmy told him to do. When they weren't in front of other people, Timmy was cool. They grew up as neighbors, and practically shared the same backyard in the unusual duplex for the town. They talked on walkie-talkies through the wall. Or when they were busted by their parents for talking on the devices and the toys were taken away, they would knock in Morse code they had learned in the scouts. Most of the time, when no one was around, they were the best buddies, until they got to school and Weston was more of a follower. Timmy had other friends who were bullies, and they all ran the schoolyard. The mean boys all shoved Weston around a little bit, but for the most part, Timmy protected Weston from the other kids, even though he bullied him himself. Sweat dribbled down Weston's forehead and cheeks, which made his black-rimmed glasses slide down a little bit down his nose. He pushed them up to the bridge and knocked on the door. Waiting for someone to open the old trailer door, he turned around to make sure the boys were still watching him. If they weren't, he was going to dart for home. But to his dismay, there they stood. He knew if he ran now that he would suffer the same fate as before, or maybe even worse. When no one answered, he just turned around and shrugged. He started to walk back, but one of the boys yelled, "Are you too chicken to go in, Four Eyes?" "It's locked," Weston yelled back, hoping they would believe him. "Bullcrap. You didn't even try," Frank, the scarier of the bunch, yelled and gave Weston the bird. "You go in or you're going to regret it." Weston let out a big sigh and tried the knob. It turned and then the door swung open. A whiff of the most gaseous, horrid smell rushed past him. He turned to the side and retched with his hands on his knees, coughing and trying to rid his stomach of the awful pain cramping in his gut. "Go in, Weston, now, or I'm going to bust your head with those stupid glasses on." Weston pulled the collar of his shirt up over his nose and stepped into the trailer. The smell was almost unbearable, but he held his breath until he noticed a terrarium with the most amazing-looking spiders. Their colors were fascinating and very beautiful. He loved science and biology, and the discovery made him forget about the smell of death and decay surrounding him. Next to the terrarium was a jar with a spider that seemed dead. He poked at the glass and it didn't move. When he figured it was long past dead and there was no danger, he unscrewed the cap and then shook the jar a bit. It was then that he noticed the body in front of him when looking through the bottom of the glass jar. Stuck to the wall was a corpse. The skin was old and gray, but looked like he had died from a disease as his arms and face were covered in little blotches that looked like they popped out like pimples. One eyeball still hung from the socket, while the other was completely gone, leaving a dark black hole. Weston dropped the jar with the spider inside. He didn't notice it come to life or feel it climb up his pant leg. He then stepped toward the man on the wall and took a closer look, until he realized the man was being held to the wall by thin white strands of a string. No, not string. Spider webs. Weston darted toward the door and ran as fast as he could, past the other boys and to his house. "I'm going to kill you if you don't have that ball, Wessie," Frank screamed. The next day, the group of bullies was furious. Weston didn't come back to practice the day before, and none of them had the guts to go to the trailer to find out what had gone wrong. He wasn't at school, either. "Maybe he was chased out," Timmy offered. He really didn't want Weston to get beat up for being scared or chased by a derelict. "Why don't you find out, Timmy? That was my dad's ball. He'll kill me if he found out I lost it. And you broke a window with it," Frank scoffed. "Ha, that was a pretty good hit, wasn't it?" Timmy laughed. "Yeah, but I need his ball back or I'm dead. Go get it or I'm telling your mom and dad about when you brought that booze over." Timmy agreed. He didn't want his dad to know he had been in the liquor cabinet, or he wouldn't be playing ball that year at all. It took him just a few moments to walk to the trailer and went right in as the door was still open from the day before. There was the ball, sitting on the floor right in front of the door. He shrugged and picked it up, not even noticing the shattered glass and the dead man plastered against the wall by spiderwebs. "I'll be back in a bit. I want to see how Weston's doing." Timmy tossed the ball to Frank as he ran by. "Tell him he's a pussy," Frank yelled. Timmy pounded on Weston's door a few times before his mom answered. She looked him up and down disapprovingly as he stood there waiting for her normal sigh of disappointment when she saw him. "Yes, Timmy," she said, wiping her hands on her white apron. "Hi, Mrs. Tibbetts. Is Weston okay? He wasn't at school today." "He's fine, Timmy. We think he has come down with the chicken pox. Have you ever had them?" "I don't know," Timmy shrugged. "Why?" "Because if you and your friends have it, then you can come over and have pizza tonight, if it's okay with your parents. You want them to get it when they're young, because When you're older and you get them, you could go sterile. I don't know what that means. Timmy tried to peek around her to see if he could see his friend inside. Don't be rude. She closed the door behind her more. It means that you might not be able to have kids. Whatever. Ask your mom if you can come over and invite your friends. Then you can have some pizza until about 8. The doctor told us it would be fine. Timmy walked right next door to his house and asked. His mom agreed, and he called his friends. All of them agreed to come over. They didn't like Weston much, but pizza and soda were more than enough to persuade them to be nice to the kid for the evening. Maybe they'd even bring their own horror movies, as one of the boys had suggested. Weston sat in his room waiting for his friends to come over. He liked these kinds of nights. When they came over while his parents were home, they offered them the largest pepperoni pizza and lots of soda. No one complained. No one picked on him or gave him purple Herbies. Tonight, though, he wished he could be alone. The pain from whatever pricked him in that trailer hurt badly. When he went to the doctor, it had been just a blister. The doctor examined it and the other blisters forming on his torso. Doc said he had a small fever and probably just had the chicken pox, whatever those were. The doctor said they would itch a lot, but it didn't itch at all. It hurt. The areas under the blisters were stinging a lot at first, and then the pain set in. It felt like little needles digging under his skin and scraping out whatever was in there. It felt better when his mother gave him some Tylenol, but the pain was still there. He didn't want his friends to think he was a wuss, though. Chickenpox is supposed to be easy. That's what his cousin said. Just live it up and party. The friends came in all at once in one big group. They were all fake as ever to his mother, saying please and thank you while grabbing beanbag chairs and the extra seats on the couch in the family room. Within a few minutes, she brought down pizza and sodas. Don't make a mess, boys, you hear? Or you'll be spending the weekend cleaning it up instead of playing ball. Yes, Mrs. Tibbetts, they all shouted in unison. She went back upstairs and shut the door. Can we see it? Timmy shouted with pizza grease dripping down his chin. See what? Weston grabbed his second piece and began chomping down. The chicken pox. What else? Not your willy. Frank punched Weston in the arm while the other boys laughed. You're gross. Weston chuckled as he pulled his pant leg up to expose his shin. It looked worse than before. The skin around the blister was turning black and the blister looked like it was filled with blood. Does it hurt? One of the other boys tried to poke at it, and Timmy grabbed his arm and pushed him back. It hella hurts, Weston mumbled. Look, it moved, Frank screeched as he moved closer to the bubble. All of the boys came in closer and stared at the blister as it seemed to flinch in front of them. One of them, Weston couldn't tell which, as the pain increased so bad that he wanted to pop it himself, poked at the bubble. It suddenly began to ooze a pinkish mix of pus and blood down the side of his calf. Don't! Weston cried in pain, which was now shooting up his legs and seemed to be eating at every blister on his body. Suddenly, the blister on his calf popped with a grotesque slurping sound. Blood and pus popped in the faces of all the boys but Timmy, some even getting in both of Frank's eyes. What the hell? Frank screamed. It burns! Timmy realized that he was the only one who wasn't hit by the giant blister. He watched in horror as tiny white spiders crawled out from the open wound on Weston's calf. He looked at his friends and realized the white ooze wasn't all pus, but baby spiders. They crawled all over the boys and into their eyes and noses as they screamed in pain. He realized that some were still dripping from the pinkish liquid draining from the open wound, and some were crawling toward him. Frank's eyes began to bleed out as he wailed in pain, and the spiders seemed to nibble their way into the whites of his eyes. As he screamed, "Help me!" Timmy pulled himself off the floor and ran up to the stairs as fast as he could. He took one look behind him to see if any of those things had followed him. His friend Weston wasn't moving, and the others were either grabbing the parts of their bodies that were in pain or slapping the spiders away. "Mrs. Tibbetts!" Timmy yelled out. When she didn't answer, he ran around the house looking for her. But she must have left, as the car wasn't even in the driveway. He grabbed the phone receiver hanging on the wall and dialed 911. "My friends," They're dying. Lots of pus and blood. Please come quick. Without waiting for an answer, Timmy hung up the phone. He had no idea what to do. All he could think of was bug spray. He grabbed the big can of roach and fly killer from under the sink and ran down into the basement again. Most of the guys weren't moving except Frank. His arm was twitching over and over again. The other boys had blood coming out of their mouths, and Weston looked like he had tried to dig out whatever was inside his body. There were holes in his skin where the blisters were before. The holes were all popped and oozing the thick liquid. None of the holes had spiders, but they looked deeper than the one on his leg. When he looked closer, he could even see bone through the muscle, as if the tiny spiders were eating through his friend's body. He sprayed the bug spray all around the room and watched the tiny white arachnids begin to wiggle and die. Tears fell down his cheek as he sprayed his friends full of bug spray and babbled a bit of insanity as they started to crawl out from the holes and stop moving right in front of him. Right when he thought he was in the clear, he felt the sting of a bite on his forearm. He looked down and slapped at the little white spider on his arm. It splattered in his hand as he dropped it, then stomped on it again. One more look at his friends and the gaping holes in their bodies. He sprayed bug spray all over his forearm, then pulled out his pocket knife. Biting into his lip, Timmy poked at the blister forming on his arm and cut out around it, knowing what would happen if he didn't. Blood dribbled to the ground as he dug around with his knife, making sure to get all of the meat right around the wound. Meat. Yes, meat. He knew what those little bugs were doing. He realized this when he looked at Weston's face one more time. Those things were eating his friends from the inside out. The blisters must be egg sacs waiting for them to be ready to eat the meat inside the human body. He wrapped a cloth hanging from the wall around his wound after dousing it with more bug spray, then headed up the stairs. Not a moment later, there was a knock at the door. Thinking it might be the police, Timmy opened it quickly without looking. A man in a weird suit that covered his whole body covered Timmy in another suit and forced him into the white van with the words U.S. Army on the side. "What about my friends?" Timmy wailed. "If there's anything we can do for them, we will let you know." The mysterious van headed off. Timmy was never heard from again. This is Spooky Boo. I hope you enjoyed the story tonight. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed it, please head on over to my website and make a comment, or you can leave a review on iTunes. Also, I'd love to have you as one of my patrons. You can join my club at www.spookyboo.club, and we can all have some fun. Now I'm going to go watch Creature Features. Why don't you watch it with me? www.creaturefeatures.tv.